on that and then us and say the mother and side close. It's about the community here since I've been here and what we've done. I had jumbo sales for the kids here outside my garden for a couple of years, and we've done street parties for them, and they got involved in the community for today. What's what with the parents? It's all for the kids, I'm furry. And I've had no bother with the kids about here. You just have to get involved with them because there's nothing for them to do here, absolutely nothing. And it's, I feel for the kids nowadays. They've not got the playgrounds and things that we had, and you could go to anybody, have a big street party, or you could go up. There's nothing, I don't think there's anything here for the kids. David Kilcorn, that man's done so much for this community, I'm telling you. That man is out his way. He's a marvellous person, so is his wife. They've done a lot for the community. And she says, I used to have street parties for the kids here. I worked in the Dove with all people, voluntary. I've done jobs in the wake, Ken, sewing clubs and all that. But the kids, I didn't care. There's nothing here. There's no clubs. Last time it was anything here is when I done a thing in Iceland. It was a competition. I have to give my views on what was what. And I won the first prize. That was £250 worth of food. I couldn't keep it here. So I'm saying, what can I do with that? So I went to David and asked him if the kids were having a party this year. He said, we can't do it, we're not getting the funds, Nan. And I said, yeah, maybe 2 years ago, could be 2 years ago. And I says to him, what about anything for them? He says, nah. I says, how would it be if I've won a competition? I says, how would it be if I give you that? Would the parents get some? That's the last thing I know of.
Did they organise something with the...
Oh, aye. He organised it all. I got the Iceland to send everything to David because I couldn't keep £250 worth in here. He says, only thing there, Nan, I says, that's fine. I'm giving it to you for the kids. And I said, would that help? Oh, aye. So they give a party down here at the wee hut down there. What a day it was. It was absolutely brilliant. It was a fantastic kid, Dave, the kids. We've done jumbo sales down there. They've done barbecues, came your burger rolls. Well, my friend and I were going to try and have a street party. It doesn't matter. We might have a wee street party for them when they're on holidays. Because I think it's nice for the bairns. You kind of say, you're no coming. And you're no coming. And with the Edwards party thing, I says, now, everyone is... I says, this is no free. I says, because there's wee kids that can't get here. I says, they're in the hospital. £50 each is... They were sitting out there like wee sparrows on the fence, like, waiting for me opening. It's 11 o'clock in the morning to start this party. It was really good, but the sentinel over. I've got a lovely photo of the bairns that they're growing up now. These are things that you look back and say, these were great, but there's no that now. I didn't care what to do for them at all. But just watch out for them, that's all I can do. But what can you do? What can you do? Oh, I can say I've done the best I can in the time I've been up here for the kids. Hopefully I can just have a wee street party. On the holidays is the time. This is where all the thing is. Just have a wee thing, get them all get together, and it's lovely. I love to see the kids' laughter and their wee voices. It's a lovely thing to hear.